Adobe Express is the quick and easy create anything app. It has taken my content to the next level, making it simple to create everything I need to promote my business. From Instagram and TikTok posts to logos and flyers, all in just a few clicks. Build your brand with Adobe Express. Search for Adobe Express to find out more and get the app for free. Adobe Express, the quick and easy create anything app.
Here's your TNB Tech Minute for Monday, November 18th. I'm Belle Lin for The Wall Street Journal. Investments in artificial intelligence are booming, but profits for venture capital firms are at a historic low. That's according to data provider PitchBook, which found that last year, U.S. venture firms returned $26 billion worth of shares back to their investors, the lowest amount since 2011. Startup investors say 2024 has continued the trend, with high levels of investment and few acquisition deals or initial public offerings. But some say they hope the incoming Trump administration might loosen regulations and spur more deal-making, reversing the trend. President-elect Donald Trump has picked Brendan Carr, a career telecommunications lawyer and regulator, to lead the Federal Communications Commission. Carr is the senior Republican on the five-member FCC, and he has championed many of Trump's causes. He is also one of the authors of the Project 2025 policy paper, where he has outlined plans to remove regulations that conservatives consider overbearing or outdated. And video game company Roblox is adding parental controls to its platform for its youngest users. The move comes roughly a month after short-selling firm Hindenburg Research accused Roblox of favoring growth over child safety. The video game company said its new parental controls and gatekeeping features, which launched today, were planned long before the Hindenburg report. Roblox also denied the firm's allegations. Some of the new safeguards include adding the ability for parents to create their own accounts that link to their children's accounts, allowing them to set daily usage limits, and block access to specific game genres. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out Tuesday's Tech News Briefing Podcast.